It's time for a Stain Gang podcast. Time to talk cross country with Kelsey Bruce. I'm Pete Stein. Glad you're joining us each week for the Stain Gang podcast in Midwestern State. As you told us, finished in the top five in the Lone Star Conference event. Just your kind of your impressions of how things unfolded Saturday.
Yeah, I thought the girls competed really well. Right on par with what we expected. It was not, we didn't have anyone race poorly. I think everyone stepped up and did their job. We just got beat by some better teams. I think that one and two, like we talked about before, were pretty separated from the field, like even in scoring, the first place and second place team. And then I think third, fourth, and fifth, and really I think that was kind of those three teams were kind of competing against each other, but Oklahoma Christian beat us because they had three in the top 20, and that's, we didn't have that. I think we had the greatest, I think we had the best depth in outside of DBU in the whole field, but we just need our depth to be a little bit higher up in competing. I talked to the girls yesterday, and our top 10 average is the same thing that we averaged for top five last year, which is a great progress. I think our girls have really shown that, and I like who I get. Everyone returns but Alex. And so, I mean, no coach wants to be fifth, but I was actually really proud of our performance, and I left actually being pretty positive about what's happened because, I mean, everyone stepped up, and I think that they all have room for growth, which is really exciting, and about where we're going, and we've got some good commitments coming in, and I think there's a lot of excitement for who we are as a program. I think going through it, Liz and Ella carried weight like they have every single meet this year. They've done really, really well and led our ladies and done their job and executed perfect. Liz has been dealing with a little bit of an injury the past few weeks, but she's battled well and been able to show up and do her part. And then I think Alex rallied really well. She had a little bit of a struggle on a second mile, but competed well, and it was cool to see that pay off for our fifth year, because you know, fifth years invest so much time and energy, that more so than everybody else because they've been around for longer. And then we had Nat, Mariana, and Jaden and Rosie rounding out our top seven, and all of them raced really well. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Nat's in our top three next year. She can just believe it, because she's got a lot of potential in her. And then Jaden and Mariana have really just come in and made a contribution to our team personality-wise and athletically and performance-wise. So I'm happy with everything.
So, Ella, this has been a pretty strong freshman campaign for her.
Yeah, I think it's just the beginning. I think she's got a lot more, too. Watching her work out, I can tell. I think, is a top 10 in the conference girl next year. I think she can be up there.
And then you mentioned Elizabeth, who this was her 15th countable performance. So that's a pretty nice streak she's got going.
Yeah. Liz, like I said at the beginning of the year, Liz is super dependable. I mean, she's always going to compete well and show up. And I love having Liz on the line, because I think any coach wants somebody that they know that they're not going to be anything less than their best on that day. And Liz is somebody that does that well.
And you mentioned Alexandra Feller. That was her highest career postseason finish, 23:53.7, finished 30th, so highest career postseason finish is pretty nice.
Yeah, and she's just done really, really well. We joke all the time because she claims that she says she was really bad as a freshman, and you know, some of her track times kind of show that, and we tease about all the time because she's just shown so much progress, but I think that's a testament to her work ethic and commitment to what we do.
And Nathalia, who you just said, you think she's going to be a big-time contributor. She's been coming on strong. This was her fourth straight countable performance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She didn't race conference last year. She was our last girl to make the team. She was our last girl at – we do a time trial at the beginning of the year last year as a freshman, and she was the worst girl on the team. And she just has really, like, I think, kind of seeing what she can do.
What makes Mariana special?
She's, like I said before, she's just tough. Yeah, she's tough, and I think she's got a lot of aerobic strength. She's really good over long distances, and I think as we improve on her speed and her her just maturity and racing. Like, she's risen up almost all practices. Like, she'll go up a pace group. She'll go an extra mile. There's been a couple tempo runs where I didn't realize, but she went a mile further than what she was supposed to because we're out on the roads. But she hangs, and so, like, I think that's as she gets her legs underneath her and matures a little bit as an athlete, I think she's going to be really good too.
What's made this group special for you?
They're just, I don't know. I think their love for one another and their love for the sport has, and our kind of staples have been to act out of truth and act out of love and, like, you know, be true to your teammates and giving your best effort all the time and be able to be honest with yourself and be honest with the teammates around you and doing what's uncomfortable in terms of, like, if you don't feel good that day, you owe it to your teammates to give your best attitude and best effort and, you know, to love what you do. Like, we get to go and compete in a sport in college, and it's a pretty cool thing. And those girls have acted like it. They've acted like they appreciate their opportunity, and they've acted like they love one another. And I think that's been really cool for me to see as a coach and a good example and what I attribute to their success in terms of them grabbing their own steering wheel and driving and not making me bring energy to practice. And, I mean, they do it, and I think that's been really cool.
Well, some of that is a testament to the head coach, by the way.
I mean, we preach it. But it takes, you know, you could preach something all day, and if they don't grab it, it doesn't matter.
There's a couple of other freshmen I wanted to mention, and you mentioned Jaden and then Rosalind Reyes-Perez. It's got to be fun. It kind of reminds me of talking to Stephanie about volleyball because she's got a lot of freshmen that mm-hmm. are making contributions. Do you kind of feel the same way that you've got some building blocks here for your program?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 11 of our 16 are freshmen. Our program is freshmen. I mean, with the right pillars of, you know, Alex and Liz being our older leaders who you can really rely on and depend on. But then everyone else is a freshman outside of, you know, we got Nat, Nana, and then we have a transfer. But everybody else is freshmen. And so I think it's really cool to see them. Like Jaden's really good on the track. I anticipated her to be helpful in cross, but she surpassed my expectations by far. Like, I mean, she runs 57 seconds for 400 meters and is good at long runs. Like, I think that I didn't expect her to be everything she has been. And so my expectation for her is just really skyrocketed now to see what she can do. But it's cool to see those freshmen have fun and have success.
Sounds like she's what they would call in baseball a five-tool player.
Yeah, you know,
she's got all the tools to do whatever you need her to do.
Yeah, and Nat's in the same boat. Nat can run really quick and has grown. And I think it's a little bit harder for those mid-D girls on the track to transition to cross because it's just a different kind of grind. But I think they've got a lot of potential to be really good.
You mentioned the seniors. What have they brought, and what will be their lasting impact on this team?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think a lot of it is, I mean, they help me do my job as a new coach in terms of, like, learning the ropes and delivering expectations, my expectations. I think they understand my expectations well, and so they can relay that to – I trust them to relay it properly. I think every coach needs their team leaders to be able to reflect what their expectation is, and I think they do a really good job of that with a good heart and – show it in attitude and in effort, because I mean, you can have, if you only have one of those, it's not a very strong foundation. If you just have great attitude but not great performances, or great performances and a bad attitude, it's really hard to lead with that. But they do both, and I think that their leadership has helped sealed kind of our foundation for going forward.
I also saw on social media you gave Goresh a shout out, your assistant.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm probably pretty difficult to work for because I'm a perfectionist and I like people to work hard and I like people to, if there's a job that's done, I want it to be done really well. And I don't think if you're in a place, you should go through the motions with things. And we do that with everything. And I think that's hard to keep up with because, you know, that's from doing study hall to doing three practices a day. He's at everything and helps facilitate everything really, really well. And I think he, like it wouldn't function without him. And I think that it's important to be able to recognize that because, I mean, I couldn't be successful right now without Goresh. And my first semester here, I didn't have a GA and I was drowning. And just having him kind of step up and play every single role that he's had to play has been pretty awesome. And he does it with a good attitude, too. He's coachable himself and is also good at coaching. And I think that's...
He is such a friendly guy.
He is. He really is. And the girls get along with him well, and he just does a good job.
I don't think I've ever seen him without a smile. I mean, he's just one of those guys that's got a good nature about him.
He does. And he's super resilient and lets things roll well, which I have a harder time with. So it's good to have his balance, but also his understanding of, I think he has, and he's still learning it, but I think he has a good understanding of what the expectation is. And if he misses it, he figures it out the next time. And I think that's important for anyone that wants to be successful in their career.
In whatever career, right? Mm-hmm. You've got regionals coming up. Yep. So I hate phrasing a question this way, but talk to me about regionals, what the approach is, what we should expect, what your expectations are.
Yeah, it's really tough to know what the expectations are. I just for sure want to be better than last year. I think progress is progress. It's tough to set concrete things down because we are at Denver and that's at 5,000 feet of altitude, which is a major component in an aerobic sport. You're dealing with less oxygen. And trying to compete in an aerobic sport with less oxygen. And aerobic is all about using that oxygen. So I think you just got to be a little bit more conservative with racing, but also not scared because you have to get it done. So I don't really know, but I expect the girls to do what they've done every single meet so far and compete their best.
You know what I'm surprised to find out is those Colorado schools do very well in cross country.
Yep.
Is it just because they're accustomed to that altitude, and does it actually benefit them in some way?
Oh, definitely benefits. I wouldn't say that's the only reason. I mean, there are schools at altitude that aren't good, but I think that I think they just create really good cultures in terms of I don't know about personality wise cultures because I don't know the schools, but I mean they've had like excellence for a long time, and I think distance runners know that you can be successful training at altitude, so they get the good distance runners to come train at altitude. And I think there's like in the top 10, I think 4 of the teams are from our region out of 6 regions. So I mean, almost half the top 10 are out of our region. So I think that's why it's really hard to give a goal for regionals, but I think we just want to belong. But those schools, they've been good for a long time, and once you're good, it's easier to get good people.
Yeah, winning begets winning, right?
Yep.
It's the same in every sport. Kelsey, as always, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for putting up with me.
Thank you.
All right, that's Kelsey Bruce talking to us about Midwestern State Cross Country. Thanks for joining us on the Staying Gang Podcast.